Okay, have a freilich on Monday. Hope everyone had a good Purim and a good Shabbos. This past Shabbos, we read a pasuk in the parsha, which I think is one of the most surprising pasukim in the Torah. I think one of the most surprising pasukim in the Torah is from this past week's parsha, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Yud Aleph. V'diber Hashem al Moshe, panim el panim, kasher yadaber ish el re'ehu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu communicated like a person who talks to his friend. The Svarno says, like a person who speaks to his friend, velo bechidos. He doesn't speak in puzzles and riddles and codes, but he talks straight. If anyone's ever had a true friend, which is not an easy thing to come by, if you have a true friend, the type of person you could be honest with, you could be open with, the type of person you feel comfortable sharing your feelings with, and the type of person you're happy to listen to and not to judge that person if they have something to share with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu had such a relationship. Listen to the words again. V'diber Hashem al Moshe panim el panim ka'asher yedaber ish el re'ehu. That Moshe Rabbeinu could say about his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were friends. If that sounds a little strange to us, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our relationship with him, Re'acha v're'a avicha al ta'azov. Your friend and your father's friend, do not abandon. Rashi says in Mishlei, who's your friend? Who are we to call Hashem our friend? Rashi calls Hashem our friend. Re'acha, your friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V're'a avicha, and your father's friend, Rashi says, the friend of Avraham, the first of the Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tazov, don't abandon your friend. Sometimes we actually can treat Hashem better if we think of him as a friend, not just Avinu, Malkeinu, but if you think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a friend. Moshe Rabbeinu felt very comfortable with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, obviously, that's a dangerous concept. I want to just read you the Rambam's understanding of this pasuk. The Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah, in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, says the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im is the following. Kol ha-Nevi'im, Yurein, V'nivhalin, Umismogigim. When all the Nevi'im would receive their Nevuah, they were trembling, they were shaking, they were overwhelmed by the Dvar Hashem. U'Moshe Rabbeinu eno kein. But not so Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? K'moshe ein adam nivhal lishmoa divrei chavero. Just like when a person's talking to his Rebbe, right, he loves his Rebbe, he's close with his Rebbe, but he's still sometimes he's talking to a person who's much bigger than him, much older than him, much more wise than him. You feel nervous. I have Rebbeim I feel very comfortable with, but at the same time when I talk to them, I'm thinking, how should I say it? What should I say? I'm a little bit nervous. When the Nevi'im would receive the Dvar Hashem, they were very overwhelmed. It was like going for a very important job interview. I need to get this job to pay my bills. I'm nervous. What should I say? How should I say? The Nevi'im would get the Dvar Hashem. They were trembling. They were shaking. You ever met a Gadol B'Yisrael? You're nervous to talk to that person. Even just to go there to get a bracha from that person. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu was so comfortable with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam, quoting our pasuk, Kasher Yadaber Ish Are'eyu, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't afraid of Hashem, like a person who's not afraid to be honest with a good friend. Moshe could receive the Dvar Hashem, and he wasn't overwhelmed. He was able to hold his ground. He was able to sit comfortably or stand comfortably in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch. Now that's a very overwhelming thought and relationship that's, again, described in this past week's parsha. But I want to bring it down to our level and talk about, for regular people like ourselves, right? Not having a friendship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a level that only Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of Nevi'im, attained. I want to talk about the friendship that we can have with another human being and how important it is to stop, as we mentioned in the past, but to stop every now and again, to just stop and think, wow, I'm so lucky to be part of such a chevra, to have such good friends in yeshiva with me. Where else do we see in this past week's parsha the importance of friendship? So the Alshech HaKadosh, or Moshe Alshech, Sefer Tzad V'Kadosh Levracha, known as the Alshech HaKadosh. Sefer is actually called Toras Moshe, but he was known as the Alshech HaKadosh, the Holy Alshech. The Alshech says it's right in the beginning of the Parsha. A Jew brings a half a shekel. I learned something this past week that I never knew. Do you know that according to some Torah commentaries, like the Abarbanel, and there are others, the half shekel was not a coin that was a half shekel. You would actually take a shekel shalim and break it in half. You would take a full, there was no half shekel, they didn't mint the half shekel at the time, they had shkalim. You took a shekel, you snapped it in half, and you gave it to the Mishkan. Says the Al-Sheikh, what's the lesson of the half shekel, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, that we read this past Shabbos? What's the lesson of the half shekel? You know what the lesson is? The lesson is, God forbid a Jew should think, I can do it on my own. I'm a shekel shalim. As far as I'm saying, a shekel is the same gematria as nefesh. My soul, I can take care of myself. I'm a big enough person. I don't need help. I don't need friends. I don't need anyone along the way. It undermines what Chazal say, O chavrusa, O misusa. Without a friend, without a chavrusa, without someone to partner with, to grow with, you're a dead man. You'll never make it. We break that shekel in half, or we donate that half shekel to say, I am only half of who I can be. When I partner with another Jew, when I meet up with my chavrusa, and we learn together, then we can attain shlemus. Where do we find in Pirkei Avos the importance of a friend? It tells us in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, Yeshua ben Prachya, v'nitai ha'arbeili kiblu mehem, Yeshua ben Prachya omer, asei lacha rav, ukenei lacha chaver. The Sfas Emes says an amazing thing. I would never say this if the Holy Sfas Emes didn't say it. Asei lacha rav, make for yourself a Rebbe. Ukenei lacha chaver, and purchase, acquire, make a kinyan. Sometimes a kinyan comes with monetary transactions. Right? The Sfas Emes says, in a certain sense, what Chazal are telling us is that a friend is even more important than a Rebbe. For a Rebbe, asei lacha rav. You don't have to pay. This is the source of the Rebbeim don't get paid so much, right? Asei lacha rav. The Rebbe has to work for free. You don't sell your Torah. But a friend, you need to buy in on that friendship. It's so important. Sfas Emes says, you see from the emphasis of kenei lacha chaver, that the kinyan that's required for a friend is in some ways even more important than a Rebbe. How can we say such a thing? So I'll explain with a story that I saw in a sefer called Toras Avos. Rav Mordechai of Lechovich had a chassid who was traveling to him one time. And it doesn't say exactly what happened on the road, but on the road he encountered a difficult nisayon. I don't know exactly what the nature of the nisayon was, but he felt that his Yetzer Hara was pulling him to do an aveir. And he said to himself, I don't think I can fight this aveir off. I feel weak. He was alone. He was traveling. He was on the road. And he thought to himself, he said, but how can I go to my Rebbe? The Holy Rebbe of Lechovich, how can I go to Rav Mordechai, Rav Matal of Lechovich? If I do this, I'll be embarrassed to show my face to the Rebbe. And for a little while, that calmed his Yetzirah down. But he said, a little while later, it started up again. It wasn't enough. And he was going to do the Aveira. And then he said to himself, this chassid said to himself, how can I go to my friends? How can I be part of such a special chevra if I don't act in a way that a bentor acts? And he said, when he thought about how embarrassed how he would be if he had to reveal his Aveira to his friends, even more so than his Rebbe, he said, that really finished off his Yetzirah. And he was able to make the right choice. And he came to the Rebbe, he walked into the Lechovich room, and the Rebbe said to him, before he even explained anything, the Rebbe said to him, the Lechovich said to him, you see? He says to him, you see? What a Rebbe can do for a person, a friend can sometimes do even more. That's what he said to him. What a Rebbe can do, and a Rebbe, what is it? A Rebbe does everything. A Rebbe gives us our Olam Haba. A Rebbe teaches us Torah. A Rebbe guides us in the life of a Ben Torah, of a Jew. Right? But sometimes a friend can protect a person even more than a Rebbe. Asei lacha rav, says the Sfas Emes. You have to have a Rebbe, but even more so, kenei lacha chaver. It reminds us of the Gemara in Tanis and Makos, and I'm sure some of us are familiar with. The Gemara says, I learned a lot from my Rebbeim, there's Rebbe Yehuda who says it in both places, in Tanis and Makos, Tanis daf Zayin, I think Makos daf Yud. I learned a lot from my Rebbeim, I learned more from my friends, and I learned the most from my Talmidim. And the Talmidim are the Rebbeim. The Talmidim teach us so much by asking the questions, by being excited to learn. The Talmud teaches the Rebbe more than the Rebbe teaches the Talmud. Let's learn Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah on the words Kenei Lacha Chaver says three reasons why a person needs to have a good friend, a true friend. Why does a Jew need to have a friend? Listen to the words of the great Rishon Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, number one, you need a friend for Torah. One, you need a friend for Divrei Torah. You can't learn on your own. If there's no one to challenge you, if there's no one to question you, right? If there's no one to encourage you and to motivate you, so then you'll never achieve greatness in Torah without learning with someone else. So you need a friend for Torah. Vasheni lemitzvos. And then Rabbeinu Yonah says an amazing thing. Sometimes your friend can get you to do mitzvos that your friend himself is not prepared to do. Sometimes your friend can motivate you to make good choices, even if your friend is not making that good choice. How does that happen? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, because your friend will sometimes say to you, as he's doing something bad, and you start to get involved, your friend says, that's not for you. It's not for you either. Yeah, but I'm not on your level. Sometimes your friend looks at you and says, you're a firm guy. You're better than that. That's not the way you should act. Even though he himself is not holding on that level. But he's able to look at you and tell you and remind you who you can be. And that's a very special aspect of having a friend. And then Rabbeinu Yonah says, third, the final reason to have a friend is for what? Is for etza. Is for advice. To have a person, says Rabbeinu Yonah, who you could share your secrets with, who again you could feel comfortable opening up to, talking to in an honest way, being able to share what you're feeling, not feeling judged by that person. Again, it's sometimes much harder to share those feelings with a parent or with a Rebbe. But I say lecha rabu k'nei lecha chaver. A person who reminds himself that I'm only half a shekel. If I don't have a chaver, if I don't have a good friend to encourage me along the way. I noticed tonight that saw a lot of people learning Maseches Sukkah tonight. Some people learning Rosh Hashanah, Megillah, Ksubis. I saw some people learning Maseches Sukkah. So I guess I'll just end with this beautiful insight, B'derech Drush, B'derech Hasidus, from a line in Maseches Sukkah, which B'derech HaPshat is very hard to understand. Tell me if you recognize this Gemara from the fifth parak. The Gemara says, Kol HaGadol Mechavero. Remember this Gemara? Anyone who's greater than his friend, than someone else, then Yitzro Gadol Heimeno. The bigger you are, the bigger your Yitzhar is. I always found that to be a very difficult Gemara to understand. Pasha Pshat. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a bigger Yitzhara than Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. Right. Rav Moshe Ben Maimon, the Rambam, has a big, right? That Moshe has a bigger Yitzhara than this Moshe. The bigger you are, the bigger Yitzhara. It's so hard to understand. The Gedolim, who are bigger people, have bigger Yitzhara. It's very hard to understand. There's different approaches to that Maimon Chazal. But I'll just end with a beautiful insight from the Rebbe of Shmelke of Nikolsburg. The Rebbe of Shmelke of Nikolsburg says such a beautiful way to read this Maimon Chazal, and again, it just highlights how important it is to should go at the end of the Shmuz tonight before Dal Marav. Just turn to the person next to you and say, "Thank you for being my friend, for Torah, for mitzvot, for etzah, for being mechazek me." Says the Rebbe of Shmelke, "Kol hagadol mechavero." Look how he reads it. Not kol hagadol mechavero, comma, but kol hagadol, comma, mechavero. All greatness that you attain, you know who it came from? Kol HaGadol. All your godless came who? Mechavero. Right? What's the next part of the Maimon Chazal? Kol HaGadol Mechavero. Yitzro Gadol Heimenu. Kol HaGadol. All of your greatness is from your friend. Yitzro Gadol. You have a big Yitzhara. That's from you. So we should realize and appreciate the value and the importance of having friends. Mirtz Hashem, each and every one of us should donate our half shekel to our Chavrusa. Our Chavrusa will donate his half shekel back to us. And then Amir Tz Hashem together will achieve tremendous things and great godliness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.